Chapter 21. Theorized on such matters, would have imbibed the notion that their owner was of a nature to kick against the pricks, the last man in the world to put up with a position because it seemed to be his destiny to do so, one who took upon himself to resist fate with the vindictive determination of a theomachist. Eyes and forehead both would have expressed keenness of intellect too severely to be pleasing, had their force not been counteracted by the lines and tone of the lips. These were full, and luscious to a surprising degree, possessing a womanlike softness of curve, and a ruby redness so intense, as to testify strongly to much susceptibility of heart, where feminine beauty was concerned, a susceptibility that might require all the ballast of brain with which he had previously been credited to confine within reasonable channels. His manner was rather elegant than good. His speech well finished and unconstrained. The pause in their discourse, which had been caused by the peal of thunder, was unbroken by either for a minute or two, during which the ears of both seemed to be absently following the low roar of the waterfall as it became gradually rivaled by the increasing rush of rain upon the trees and herbage of the grove. After her short looks at him, Cytherea had turned her head towards the avenue for a while, and now, glancing back again for an instant, she discovered that his eyes were engaged in a steady, though delicate, regard of her face and form. At this moment, by reason of the narrowness of the porch, their dresses touched, and remained in contact. His clothes are something exterior to every man, but to a woman her dress is part of her body. Its motions are all present to her intelligence, if not to her eyes. No man knows how his coat-tails swing. By the slightest hyperbole it may be said that her dress has sensation. Crease but the very ultimate thule of fringe or flounce, and it hurts her as much as pinching her. Delicate antennae, her feelers, bristle on every outlying frill. Go to the uppermost. She is there, tread on the lowest. The fair creature is there almost before you. Thus the touch of clothes, which was nothing to Manston, sent a thrill through Cytherea, seeing, moreover, that he was of the nature of a mysterious stranger. She looked out again at the storm, but still felt him. At last, to escape the sensation, she moved away, though by so doing it was necessary to advance a little into the rain. Look, the rain is coming into the porch upon you, apostrophe he said. Step inside the door. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Cytherea hesitated. Perfectly safe, I assure you, apostrophe he added, laughing, and holding the door open. You shall see what a state of disorganization I am in, boxes on boxes, furniture, straw, crockery, in every form of transposition. An old woman is in the back quarter somewhere, beginning to put things to rights. ... You know the inside of the house, I dare say? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have never been in. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh well, come along. Here, you see, they have made a door through. Here, they have put a partition dividing the old hall into two. One part is now my parlor. There they have put a plaster ceiling, hiding the old chestnut carved roof, because it was too high, and would have been chilly for me. You see, being the original hall, it was open right up to the top, and here the lord of the manor and his retainers used to meet and be merry by the light from the monstrous fire which shone out from that monstrous fireplace, now narrowed to a mere nothing for my grate, though you can see the old outline still. I almost wish I could have had it in its original state. Apostrophe, with more romance and less comfort. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, exactly. Well, perhaps the wish is not deep-seated. You will see how the things are tumbled in anyhow, packing cases and all. The only piece of ornamental furniture yet unpacked is this one. Apostrophe, apostrophe, an organ? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, an organ. I made it myself, except the pipes. I opened the case this afternoon, to commence soothing myself at once. It is not a very large one, but quite big enough for a private house. You play, I dare say? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the piano. I am not at all used to an organ. apostrophe, you would soon acquire the touch for an organ, though it would spoil your touch for the piano. Not that that matters a great deal. A piano isn't much as an instrument. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it is the fashion to say so now. I think it is quite good enough. Apostrophe, that isn't altogether a right sentiment about things being good enough. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no. What I mean is, that the men who despise pianos do it as a rule from their teeth, merely for fashion's sake, because cleverer men have said it before them, not from the experience of their ears. Apostrophe, apostrophe, now Cytherea all at once broke into a blush at the consciousness of a great snub as he had been guilty of in her eagerness to explain herself. He charitably expressed by a look that he did not in the least mind her blunder, if it were one, and this attitude forced him into a position of mental superiority which vexed her. I play for my private amusement only, apostrophe, he said. I have never learned scientifically. All I know is what I taught myself. Apostrophe, the thunder, lightning, and rain had now increased to a terrific force. The clouds, from which darts, forks, zigzags, and balls of fire continually sprang, did not appear to be more than 100 yards above their heads, and every now and then a flash and a peal made gaps in the steward's descriptions. He went towards the organ, in the midst of a volley which seemed to shake the aged house from foundations to chimney. You are not going to play now, are you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Cytherea uneasily. Oh yes. Why not now? Apostrophe, he said. You can't go home, and therefore we may as well be amused, if you don't mind sitting on this box. The few chairs I have unpacked are in the other room. Apostrophe, apostrophe, without waiting to see whether she sat down or not, he turned to the organ and began extemporizing a harmony which meandered through every variety of expression of which the instrument was capable. Presently he ceased and began searching for some music book. What a splendid flash! Apostrophe, apostrophe, he said, as the lightning again shone in through the mullioned window, which, of a proportion to suit the whole extent of the original hall, was much too large for the present room. The thunder pealed again. Cytherea, in spite of herself, was frightened, not only at the weather, but at the general unearthly weirdness which seemed to surround her there. I wish the lightning wasn't so bright. Do you think it will last long? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said timidly. It can't last much longer, apostrophe, he murmured, without turning, running his fingers again over the keys. But this is nothing, apostrophe, he continued, suddenly stopping and regarding her. It seems brighter, because of the deep shadow under those trees yonder. Don't mind it. Now look at me, look in my face now. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he had faced the window, looking fixedly at the sky with his dark, strong eyes. She seemed compelled to do as she was bidden, and looked in the too delicately beautiful face. The flash came, but he did not turn or blink, keeping his eyes fixed as firmly as before. There, apostrophe, he said, turning to her, that's the way to look at lightning. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, it might have blinded you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she exclaimed. Nonsense, not lightning of this sort. I shouldn't have stared at it if there had been danger. It is only sheet lightning now. Now, will you have another piece? Something from an oratorio this time? Apostrophe, no, thank you. I don't want to hear it whilst it thunders so. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but he had begun without heeding her answer, and she stood motionless again, marveling at the wonderful indifference to all external circumstance which was now evinced by his complete absorption in the music before him. Why do you play such saddening chords? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said, when he next paused. H apostrophe M, because I like them, I suppose, apostrophe said he lightly. Don't you like sad impressions sometimes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, sometimes, perhaps. Apostrophe, apostrophe, when you are full of trouble. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, why shouldn't I when I am full of trouble? apostrophe apostrophe, are you troubled? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am troubled. Apostrophe apostrophe, he said this thoughtfully and abruptly, so abruptly that she did not push the dialogue further. He now played more powerfully. Cytherea had never heard music in the completeness of full orchestral power, and the tones of the organ, which reverberated with considerable effect in the comparatively small space of the room, heightened by the elemental strife of light and sound outside, moved her to a degree out of proportion to the actual power of the mere notes, practiced as was the hand that produced them. The varying strains, now loud, now soft, simple, complicated, weird, touching, grand, boisterous, subdued, each phase distinct, yet modulating into the next with a graceful and easy flow, shook and bent her to themselves, as a gushing brook shakes and bends a shadow cast across its surface. The power of the music did not show itself so much by attracting her attention to the subject of the piece, as by taking up and developing as its libretto the poem of her own life and soul, shifting her deeds and intentions from the hands of her judgment and holding them in its own. She was swayed into emotional opinions concerning the strange man before her. New impulses of thought came with new harmonies, and entered into her with a gnawing thrill. A dreadful flash of lightning then, and the thunder close upon it. She found herself involuntarily shrinking up beside him, and looking with parted lips at his face. He turned his eyes and saw her emotion, which greatly increased the ideal element in her expressive face. She was in the state in which woman's instinct to conceal has lost its power over her impulse to tell, and he saw it. Bending his handsome face over her till his lips almost touched her ear, he murmured, without breaking the harmonies, "Do you very much like this piece?" Apostrophe apostrophe, very much indeed, apostrophe, she said. "I could see you were affected by it. I will copy it for you." Apostrophe, thank you much. Apostrophe apostrophe, I will bring it to the house to you tomorrow. Who shall I ask for? Apostrophe apostrophe, oh, not for me. Don't bring it, apostrophe, she said hastily. I shouldn't like you to. Apostrophe apostrophe, let me see tomorrow evening at 7, or a few minutes past I shall be passing the waterfall on my way home. I could conveniently give it you there, and I should like you to have it. Apostrophe apostrophe, he modulated into the pastoral symphony, still looking in her eyes. Very well, apostrophe, she said, to get rid of the look. The storm had by this time considerably decreased in violence, and in 7 or 10 minutes the sky partially cleared, the clouds around the western horizon becoming lighted up with the rays of the sinking sun. Cytherea drew a long breath of relief, and prepared to go away. She was full of a distressing sense that her detention in the old manor house, and the acquaintanceship it had set on foot, was not a thing she wished. It was such a foolish thing, to have been excited and dragged into frankness by the wiles of a stranger. "Allow me to come with you," apostrophe he said, accompanying her to the door, and again showing by his behavior how much he was impressed with her. His influence over her had vanished with the musical chords, and she turned her back upon him. "May I come?" apostrophe he repeated. "No, no. The distance is not a quarter of a mile. It is really not necessary, thank you," apostrophe she said quietly. And wishing him good evening, without meeting his eyes, she went down the steps, leaving him standing at the door. "Oh, how is it that man has so fascinated me?" Apostrophe apostrophe was all she could think. Her own self, as he had sat spellbound before him, was all she could see. Her gait was constrained, from the knowledge that his eyes were upon her until he had passed the hollow by the waterfall, and by ascending the rise had become hidden from his view by the boughs of the overhanging trees. 5. 6 to 7 p. M. The wet shining road through the western glare into her eyes with an invidious luster which rendered the restlessness of her mood more wearying. Her thoughts flew from idea to idea without asking for the slightest link of connection between one and another. One moment she was full of the wild music and stirring scene with Manston, the next, Edward's image rose before her like a shadowy ghost. Then Manston's black eyes seemed piercing her again, and the reckless voluptuous mouth appeared bending to the curves of his special words. What could be those troubles to which he had alluded? Perhaps Miss Aldclyffe was at the bottom of them. Sad at heart she paced on. Her life was bewildering her. On coming into Miss Aldclyffe's presence, Cytherea told her of the incident, not without a fear that she would burst into one of her ungovernable fits of temper at learning Cytherea's slight departure from the program. But, strangely to Cytherea, Miss Aldclyffe looked delighted. The usual cross-examination followed. And so you were with him all that time? Said the lady, with assumed severity. Yes, I was. I did not tell you to call at the old house twice. I didn't call, as I have said. He made me come into the porch. What remarks did he make, do you say? That the lightning was not so bad as I thought. A very important remark, that. She turned her glance full upon the girl, and eyeing her searchingly, said, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.